You'll go live. No, we're already live anyway, so.
Just all right.
Well, dude, we're back. It's been how many weeks now since you've been going?
Two weeks.
Two weeks.
I'm just going to watch.
Okay. Yeah, he's just going to watch.
That was my son in the background. He was going to join. Now he's going to watch.
But yeah.
He's funny like that.
It's quite interesting that you've been going for 2 weeks, you know? So was that six dates?
Seven dates? Yeah, we did six dates in 7 days. With a 6-year-old who's peeking in the background. and a 9-month-old.
Who's in the background back there?
Six dates in 7 days. You started in Hershey, right?
Well, I mean, technically we started in Jersey.
Well, then you can't count your own state.
Okay, well then it's probably not six dates. But, alright, so yeah, we went from Hershey. We went to... What's up, Sergeant Marcus? It's a guy I used to work with in the prison. I was a prison guard. I wasn't an inmate. So we went to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. And then we stayed there Saturday. Sunday, we drove from there to Illinois, right outside of... go ahead, Ryan. Right outside of Chicago. So, yeah, we drove...
Well, I'm got to ask, when you were in Chicago, did you happen to find CM Punk anywhere? Or?
No.
No?
No, they are elusive.
They're elusive? Ah, so you must have stayed in the hotel room, right?
Well, I had a 6-year-old and a 9-month-old, and I wasn't really trying to...
Those are sad excuses, my friend.
Well, Chicago's a little windy. I mean,
Was it windy for you?
What?
Chicago. Yeah, see, he doesn't know
it. It was a little windy. I mean, I think... I don't know if they have the official nickname yet, but...
Damn, he punched me.
Well, you said CM Punk. Well, then make some things for us to say, Ryan. You're sitting here saying yawn and sleeping. Make some comments.
So, while you were gone, we got things to talk about, you know. The Thor trailer was released. Also along with Star Wars, Last Jedi.
Gianna Ponsfenor is watching.
Yes. Who's that? Watching. Is that Mommy?
Yeah. Mommy, are you watching?
I did. I made sure the volume was working.
The volume is working this time. I don't know what happened last time, but...
Technical issue.
Yeah!
I don't know why your screen is frozen, Sarge, but we're not really doing anything. We're just... If you can hear us, that's all that matters. Put comments. We'll try to answer them. So yeah, two things happened. Two big things. Thor
Ragnarok. Butcher.
Yeah. She's eating, Mom. And then she's asking where my daughter is. She's eating. Or Gianna. One of those two. And then, so that came out. Finally saw the trailer.
Yeah, it took you long enough, though.
You know what? I was never a huge Thor fan. Like, Thor was cool. But now he's fighting the Hulk.
Well, that should be. You know, they're loosely taking Planet Hulk and mixing it with that one. So it should be fun. Because what are you more excited for?
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor?
Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, see, he's a smart man. I'll give him a high five on that one.
Good job.
It's 2 weeks away.
First Xavier high five on Facebook Live. That's all you hear first, folks.
So, yeah.
So, Thor, that should be cool. I might actually go see it.
High five! Finally comes out.
Take the boy child.
Well, yeah, it should be fun for him.
Yeah.
Also, did you know that the soundtrack was released?
For?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, man. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some pretty sick tunes on the first one.
Oh, there's a couple sick tunes on this one.
I see another Renoir.
Yeah, that's my mom.
It was brought up last night. One of the songs is Parliament. So it goes to show you that Star-Lord has a little funk and soul in him.
Yeah.
I like the part on the commercial with Styler, and I'm not going to answer Starmatch.
So.
Okay. And then more importantly, Star Wars trailer came out.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi.
So how many times did you watch it?
Which day?
Well, the first day, obviously the first day, I've watched it like 4 times.
Three.
So
Ryan!
Three.
And then listen to Screaming Nazi. Oh, that's a drink and a half. I watched it 3 and then I listened to it another 4 times to make sure I heard
Hello Mommy on Knife.
Thought I heard Luke talking. I don't know. I'm hearing rumors it might not be Luke saying it. I don't know. What are your thoughts on his last line?
Oh, I think it's him. It's gonna be. This is how it's gonna be. Luke's gonna. The Jedi's over with practically. He's the last one. I feel as though they may kill him.
I don't know. I don't. You can't kill Luke.
You gotta kill Luke. I mean, you killed Han already. You might as well start killing off the main characters.
Whoa! Spoiler alerts.
Well, that's how I feel. You know.
No, I'm not about killing Han.
Well, I'm pretty sure after a year, if you haven't seen Force Awakens.
Actually, it's been more than a year.
It's been what?
Look, someone 2 years, actually. Yeah.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. I already answered them. Good job, though, buddy.
Then, yeah, you got problems.
There's some people who haven't probably. Oh, well. I don't know. I'm hearing mixed reviews about either it's going to be like the name the Jedi is dying and it's going to make a new breed.
Are you guys going to do anything on live?
We're doing it now, buddy.
We'll just start showing up. The girls are going to start popping up soon.
Eventually. So, oh, yeah, cousin Danielle's on. She's watching.
Danielle?
Yeah, she's probably off already. Okay. You got a little action on yours, finally.
Oh, yeah, you know. Mine's probably frozen, though.
Yeah.
It's funny how last time yours didn't work, it's probably this time mine's not working.
Well, ask. Ask if it's working.
Getting a lot of comments.
What's up, Ratliff? Another guy you work with at the prison. He's asking what this is, the movie review time. It's the Two Beards podcast. We're two guys with two beards who got nothing better to do than talk about stuff.
And a kid.
Special guest. Sergeant Marcus wants to be a special guest. Don't know much about movies, but I have awesome prison stories.
Well, we could take those any time of the day.
Yeah, we're talking about getting guests. Yes, Amanda, my beard is long and bushy, and it's amazing.
Look.
Not Arthur long yet, but it's Bucky long. Excuse me.
Our beard is so long and bushy long.
Bushy. Laugh out loud. It's an abbreviation. So yeah, we're hoping to have some guests here soon. Sergeant Marcus, I'll definitely keep you in the loop if we whenever we start getting that up. Requirement is you do need a beard. Fake beards are okay.
Right? Beards and Doritos.
Was it? Beard and Doritos.
Guardians
yeah.
of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll do a twofer guest. We'll have, like, you know, two guys from the prison. That can,
Are you talking about prison guards? Are you talking about prisoners?
Well, they're prison guards when I met them. I'm sure that might have done some time.
I don't know if you know. I don't think Gianna's going to like
that. Ratliff is from the Midwest somewhere. He's, you know.
Robert.
See? Told you.
Yeah, peanut gallery over there.
I didn't hear what I
meant. Oh. You do have...
Jeez. Prisoners in the house. If you're going to listen, listen.
You have
so,
different what? Comments.
Yes, I know, and I'm reading them. Thank you for letting me know.
High five.
Oh, someone gave you a thumbs up for that. I don't have a beard note.
Well, Rob, what you walked in on is Two Beards podcast and our special guest first appearance of Xavier. But hold on, since he's here, I'm going to ask our special guest, are you excited for the new Spider-Man movie?
All right, we don't have all day,
buddy.
We
ain't got a dramatic pause here, but it's just no, maybe.
I don't know you what don't it know? Is.
Spider-Man
in July.
I want to see it now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, see, you don't tell him anything?
I do. He just doesn't listen to me. Somebody over here said, hey, Xavier, is that a yes? What was the question?
Wait, what?
High five. Oh, he wants to do a high five.
In the high five.
So this is for you, Robert. Can you say that?
I want to see Hey Xavier.
Right there. It says, hey, Xavier. So my cousin Amanda's asking if we use anything to take care of our beards. I think she's asking me, but I'm going to throw it to you, too.
This is how I was told. High five, this is what I was told. What you got to do is you go to the store.
High five!
And you buy the most expensive razor in the store. Not the cheap $2 one, but like that five-blade Gillette sensor crap. And you look, you go to shave your beard, you pick up that razor, you look at it, and then you go in the trash.
Who's Melissa?
Now... I would tell you
that's
who told
Uncle
me that.
Uncle Sean's wife. It's Aunt Melissa.
Pretty sure you know who I'm talking about.
Uncle Leroy Brown. Remember him, his birthday party?
Tiger Brown.
All right, whatever.
Pumpkin butt.
So that's what you do? You just look at an expensive razor and throw it out?
Well, yeah, that's what my mentor
or pumpkin butt.
Told me.
Yeah.
And you was your friend. You were friends with
Wait,
him.
Wait,
I you
think
know
someone
well.
Gave me a thumbs up.
Who, Greg?
Not Greg. Greg, really? Greg?
No, not Greg Thompson. The other Greg. What?
Someone gave me a thumbs up.
Cool.
F. Greg Thompson. That.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody likes Greg Thompson. You guys should do that again.
Lance, you see, now we got him on. Now we got to bring him on the podcast. Now I was trying to keep him off, and now I got to bring him on.
You can't keep Lance off the podcast. Well, you can. I don't know. Lance is trying to get that split tongue thing.
going on. Yeah, it was kind of scary. But,
So now, what do? I pretty much just, you know, I shampoo it, conditioner it. Oh, Doug's on.
Linda Venora is watching.
Yeah, it's Aunt Linda.
Doug. He twists it too. If you notice, it curls on the inside.
Yeah, it does have a little curl. Gianna hates that part. I did buy some beard butter.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to put it on there and make it soft. And when I do put it on there, it has a nice little... Nice
I just
little...
bought pomade.
Someone is
I just need to get the rolling, yes, the rolling brush.
Split it. Split the tongue is probably what Gail's trying to say. And you know, I put that on after I shower. Makes it smell nice.
That's good.
You know, makes it all nice and shiny and nice. That's about it. And just don't shave it.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what razors are anymore.
All right, so like last time, our first one, which was 2 weeks ago, we talked about 1992 movies.
No.
But I got to ask you a question because I know you didn't see Fate of the Furious.
No, not
what
yet.
What was the last movie you've seen?
Slap. I'm getting tired of standing.
Then don't stand. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to sit on somebody's lap.
Whose lap do you want to sit on? The last movie I saw or the last Fast and Furious movie?
Not the last Fast and the Furious. I mean, everyone's seen the Fast and the Furious. What was the last movie you saw?
In the theaters?
Here, home, theaters.
The last movie I saw, I was watching... In prison. I was watching Killing Batman about 10 minutes from the end.
Somebody gave me a thumbs up for saying...
Cool job.
...something in a whisper.
Sean's jealous of your
look at this. Guess who shows up finally? Captain No Job.
Oh, Kevin?
Yep. Kev, how's that corner doing for you?
Someone seems jealous of your...
Yeah, Uncle Sean. Amanda, yeah, just go to, like, you can go online and find some beard stuff. The only thing you have to worry about is the smell.
You missed it. The first podcast, we talked about 1992 movies.
Yeah.
So you can go on iTunes and find that.
Oh, thanks for farting on
me. You heard that, right? First fart on the podcast from him. From him.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I was watching Killing Batman just today. Stop.
Kev said he's had a job. You know what that means, right? He's...
Yeah. I thought it was a hobby, Kevin. You don't get paid for it. The last movie I saw in the theater, it's probably a kid's movie. Can't think of it. It's been a while.
You need to get out more. Robert, you need to stop. You must have been shooting.
Does a 4D movie at Legoland count?
Robert Butts says,
I have no clue.
Makes sense. I will check it out.
That's the third podcast.
Hey, Xavier.
Hey, Melissa. Should I say hi?
Hi!
I didn't say hi, not growl at her. You're gonna scare her. Watch your foot.
Kevin works at Dunkin' Donuts. That's hilarious.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We get free donuts?
We get free donuts.
Kevin, if we have you on, you better bring a dozen donuts.
Yeah.
And beer.
And, you know what? Talk to Dunkin' Donuts about a Dorito.
A shake.
Cool Ranch Dorito donut.
Shake and I don't care. It sounds awesome. Donut, okay? I'm asking you. Rob?
Kevin, Xavier wants a shake and a chocolate donut. Don't disappoint him. Watch your foot on that cord. What? What's going on?
I'm just waiting here for Kev to reply because you know how he is.
He says yup. Yup to
yup,
what?
Yup.
Yeah. But then he won't do it.
When he says yup, I think yup. Oh, that's what I think of when he says that.
Jealous of your beard.
Sean.
Well, Kev, if you're going to promise beer, you gotta bring it.
Oh, Antonia's on. Antonia's watching. Say hi, Antonia.
Hi. Antonia.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Is Kevin say he'll do it, but then he won't. We'll bring like one beer.
We'll bring that's like true.
One Dorito.
And it'll be an old duels.
He'll bring like a napkin from like the donut he had. No problem. To what? The napkin? Oh, that's right. There's a delay. Keep forgetting. They're not listening to us like.
No
problem. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah,
he's saying no problem to give us a donut.
So,
Pencil.
Yeah, I can't think of the last movie I saw. It was probably a kid's movie. I can't remember. Remember the last movie we saw in the theaters?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the second one?
Hi, Marlena. Hi. No, in the movie theater. I haven't seen you in forever. What are you doing up from Florida?
Marlena?
Yeah, my brother owes me $20 and a pizza.
Oh, he didn't do it in time?
He didn't do it in time.
Hi, Andrew.
I'll collect it later, Corey. So, yeah.
Hey, if we make you a guest, Corey, it should be $30 and two pizzas.
So, while you were gone, I was lighting. I was holding up our end of the bargain. Going to the movies.
I was. I didn't see any Facebook Lives.
I couldn't do Facebook Lives. I was at the bar when we first went.
You 20 bucks.
Somebody's at a wedding?
A pizza.
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
Out loud. That's what that one says. I'll fuck it on. I'll bring the beer. You have
we'll have to.
The pins or the show. A little.
That might be the uncensored version we do.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. So you went to the movies.
I was going to the movies. I saw a few things. Let's see. I saw Beauty and the Beast.
The live one.
The live one. It was two or three songs too long. You know, I wouldn't say it was as good as the original, but it is up there.
Yeah, Fate of the Furious
was a lot better than Part 7. And
so the last one was better.
But no.
It hasn't lost its edge after
not
eight
yet.
Movies?
Right now, eight movies. like I said, this franchise is literally one movie away from going to outer space.
Well, their production of 9, I saw. I don't know if that's true. And apparently, The Rock and Statham's character is getting a spinoff.
No, Tom Napier joined.
So.
So I don't know if that's going to count in the timeline, or I was just watching something where Ludacris was explaining all the movies.
But yeah, I mean, like, granted, it's hard to follow these movies anymore because the recent thing I just read is they didn't even bring back a dead character.
Yeah, so I heard. I didn't know. I'd see who.
Yeah. Oh, it's Han. It's Han from Tokyo Drift.
Which is weird because Tokyo Drift is technically the third one, but it takes place after the sixth one.
Yep. So,
that's... So, it's like...
I think you guys need beer to complete this video.
Well, then bring some beer, Amanda.
I'll get some beer.
There's no beer. We don't have any beer. Otherwise, I'd be drinking it. So, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think one day I'm going to sit down and try to watch them all. In order. Okay. But...
Well, that's on you. I've never seen them all.
Chocolate.
Like I got to say, Tokyo Drift, I didn't...
Baby Bus?
I didn't like it too much. What about your thoughts on it?
On which one?
Tokyo Drift.
Oh, that was good. It was a nice... I mean, granted, it wasn't in, you know, storyline-wise, it wasn't there. You didn't have your main characters till the last part of the movie.
Xavier's getting bored, guys. You better make some comments.
So.
One person's watching. Well, four people.
Three, four. We got five. But anyway.
That's the worst.
Yeah, see, he says that's... Mike says that's the worst
one. Yeah.
Look. But see, that's what people gotta understand. In Tokyo Drift, you gotta suspend the idea of the story.
Wait, hold on. You see who's on?
The Wanger.
The Wanginator. Eric Owengo.
See, that's the problem. Shut up. Eric likes Tokyo Drift.
But he's not from Tokyo, though. He can't use that excuse.
I know that because he said he was American Chinese.
Yeah.
He owes us dumplings, too.
He always owes us dumplings.
And pot stickers. He must be
drunk.
Oh, yo.
Anybody gonna kill? Comment to me that I did that?
And Wang, he's gonna give you a high five. Give him a high five.
Give Eric. So here you go, Wanger.
So, no. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, the Fast and Furious movies brought back dead characters before. They brought back Letty.
True, but her character wasn't technically dead.
Well, I mean, true, and you never really see Han dying.
Well, that's another positive thing.
And then you actually never see his girlfriend dying either. You just kind of assume she's dying.
Again, I mean, she said high five, so I'm gonna give her a high five.
I mean, you can assume she died. She jumped out of a plane.
Oh, true, but yeah, Gal Gadot. Yeah, she jumped right out of the plane right in Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
you like how that happened?
So, I mean, if they bring her back as Wonder Woman, then I can explain.
Which is another thing we should talk about because I hope you noticed something about this.
What?
We're gonna jump off our little Fast and Furious right here and go into our little comic book rant. DC Comics and Warner Brothers are in competition with Marvel, and they're losing horribly because you know you've seen the track record, right? Marvel is just wiping the floor with them.
Better characters.
The problem right now that I noticed is that Wonder Woman's due out in June. Have you seen a trailer for it yet on TV? Have you seen a TV spot on TV?
No.
No. I find it funny because it's their first movie due out this year to do direct competition against Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, and Thor. Its tentpole is supposed to be this, but they're banking on Justice League, which is not due out until November, which is what we're seeing the most of.
Kevin Hawk, new?
Don't listen to Kevin, buddy. We don't know what he's talking about.
So
Kevin's like 5 hours behind the conversation.
You got to think, like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Like, why would you want to go ahead and say, oh, we're just going to promote our movie that's in November. Okay. Screw what's going on in June.
Marvel is...
Oh, God.
...good at making awesome live-action movies, but crappy cartoons, and DC is good at making cartoons but crappy live-action movie.
Hey, Rashawn's on. I think he may have to be our first guest. I don't know.
That's
does he have a beard?
Warmer he's got the...
No, it's going to be...
But he'll fit. It's good.
Just because you're an executive producer.
But yeah, we got to... I mean, like...
So no beard.
You got to think about that for a minute.
Well, see here's my biggest thing. Is DC is trying to directly compete with Marvel, which I get. I understand.
Started 25 comments so far.
Yeah. But the problem is... You can't. You can't turn DC movies into Marvel. Like, I think Marvel's winning because, not just because it's better characters, but because they're keeping the characters true. Like, of all the characters, they didn't really change too many origins. They didn't really change too much. I mean, they made it friendly for TV, but they kind of went on there and just did all this.
Wonder Woman could
be
the best of them all. It will be the only one outside the box. They should bank on girl power and push it as much as possible.
Good job. Robert, you beat me to it. That's what I was going to say. So anyway, like, you look at movies like Batman vs. Superman. All right, they just... I can't even talk about that. Exactly.
Exactly.
They just destroyed it. The greatest villain of all time, I think, Doomsday, and they ruined him. But whatever. But they're trying to go dark.
Suicide
Squad is not that disappointing. You got to understand, it did win an Oscar, which, you know, Marvel has yet to do. But there's rumor this year that could change because Logan, though it's not under Marvel's studio slate, it's a Marvel movie. It could bank into the Best Picture category this year. But that's a far-fetched so
Logan.
Far.
That was the last movie I saw, Logan. But anyway, so getting back to this, with Wonder Woman, first off, Wonder Woman, I gotta say, is probably the greatest female superhero. She might not be on, buddy. At least the top two female superheroes of all time. And she's definitely top five superheroes just to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, come on. She had an invisible jet and then she could fly. Like, why do you have both? Why do you have an invisible jet and they can still see you? But whatever. But yeah, like, they should be, like, Robert was right. They should be banking on girl power. Like, you know, they're talking about turning this character into women to make it, like, why? Why are you going to turn, like, Captain America into a female? Why not just promote Wonder Woman? I know it's two different genres, but you know what I mean?
Well, it's like, two different comic companies,
yeah. But Wonder Woman should be just, they should be saturating us with these trailers, these commercials. Like, get women back in there. She's just an awesome character. I mean, come on. Like, it took so long to make a movie for Wonder Woman, but they had a movie where there was... Wonder like, Marvel made a movie that had a talking raccoon, a walking tree that said three lines, and a guy who couldn't figure out metaphors. Great movie. But, like, Marvel is like knows what the customers want.
Wonder Woman should be having promotion out.
Don't say that next word.
But.
Stop. There you go.
Out in June and I see nothing.
Yeah, you're late, yeah, Rashawn. That's what we're talking about.
You said a bad word.
Yeah, Russian. He's old enough. He can.
So,
did you call him Russian?
Russian. Yeah.
Did you call him Russian? Okay, he's Russian now. Rashawn, you're Russian.
I blame Warner Brothers. That's all I can say. I blame Warner Brothers. It's their way of dropping the ball because they're so focused on Justice League that, I mean...
Do you
they're just watching.
Yes.
They're watching this go down the tubes. I don't know why. I mean, honestly, from the first trailer we saw, Wonder Woman comes off almost like Captain America. So.
Yeah.
What do you say?
What?
Do you think Wonder Woman should be pushed a little bit more, or do you think we should let them just hold back and we don't know what's going on until June?
Punch her in the face?
Punch her in the face?
No,
wow. Can't say that.
No.
Make sure you guys did not hear that.
You can punch Wonder Woman in the face.
You'll break your hand.
I'm pretty sure she'll hit a kid.
Tim, what's up, man? Where's the beard?
Who?
Tim.
Oh, what's up, Tim? It should be pushed more. They should be pushing
more the Wonder Woman.
We're talking about Aquaman.
That's funny.
Well, it's funny because, you know, more Aquaman used to be the most boring character in the DC universe, and now because of Jason Momoa, he's the most talked about character.
Well, because the guy is freaking ripped. I mean, have you seen the guy?
Yeah, he throws fucking axes and drinks beer at the same time.
The guy's insane. But that's the thing, like, you know, Rashawn, we're talking about the same thing. Like, they're pushing Aquaman. Aquaman's being talked about. That was really dramatic, and that was kind of cool. So, like, they're talking about Aquaman, which is coming out in November. Well, actually, not, he's not. His Justice League is coming out in November. There's no Aquaman standalone movie, is there?
Not yet, and I think...
Because you're right. Aquaman was the dumbest of characters. Like, if you had something out in Minnesota, you were screwed. Like, Aquaman wasn't coming.
Nope.
You know?
Unless you had a lake.
Which, yeah. But then it always got me because they were like up in space. Like that was where their home was.
There's only the beer one.
Yeah.
Look, there's only the beer
one. I don't know if anybody's even watching this anymore. Oh my. People aren't there. But so like they're pushing Aquaman, or you know, all that stuff. 2028 for what?
Nice.
Oh, 2018 for the Aquaman movie.
I saw Doug join us. I don't know if he's watching anymore though.
No. You can calm down, buddy. They can see you.
Ow.
Yeah, so 2018 for the Aquaman movie, but Wonder Woman's coming out in November. Like,
actually, Wonder Woman's coming out in June. That's actually literally 2 months away.
Not November. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once.
December of 2018 for Aquaman.
But that's just the thing. If you don't start getting people's attention with this, you know, you're gonna lose them. Come Justice League, they're not gonna have the, you know, they're not gonna care. You know, if you don't get them impressed and in the door with Wonder Woman, you know, and then their people are going to get pissed off and upset because then, you know, they're going to go watch Wonder Woman in a movie with other people.
Eric Wang, screw everything.
I got to see John Wick 2.
You haven't seen John Wick 2?
No.
John Wick 2 is actually, it's like the most action-packed
in
movie
December
you'll ever see.
In December of 2018.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an Aquaman movie. John Wick 1, you gotta think about it, was like the greatest PETA commercial ever.
Oh, yeah.
Against the cruelty and abuse of animals. Like, it was a one long commercial of.
Got one, too.
Yeah.
Karen.
I couldn't pronounce her last name either. Miss Smicka, no, she's married. That's her married name. Don't touch anything.
I thought they said Smicka.
It's watching.
No. No. Wonder Woman is
What's
my
up,
last
kids?
Joke. Wonder Woman is bad. I'm done. Yeah, I agree with you, Rashawn. It took me
Wonder Woman
forever to see
is
Batman vs. Superman.
Straw. I Wonder Woman.
But yeah, anyway, John Wick was just one really long movie of you killed my dog. I'm going to shoot you in the face 5 times. Don't
Pretty much.
That. You're going to get the screen wet.
You're bad Russian.
Why? He didn't say anything wrong.
Bad Russian.
What? What's bad?
That's great.
Rashawn, you're Russian now. I hope you understand that. So when you come, you should bring some either Russian beer or vodka when you're on the show.
That might be, you know what, what's funny? I just thought of that. A Russian is his supervillain. Look at him. He's dressed up as Spider-Man. You got Captain Xavier here versus the Russian.
Oh, we got a life. I don't know.
Yes!
You need to get that vodka from Angel, that aged stuff.
But what?
Our friend Angel has aged vodka in a barrel.
Ha! Britain.
Brittany Rock.
Rock join.
I gotta get it. My dad, he had some Maraschino cherries. This stuff was older than him. You know what Maraschino cherries are?
Yeah,
right?
I know they are.
These are cherries that are sitting in like alcohol. I can't remember. Grain alcohol, usually.
What?
So he's like, he can remember when he was a kid, he would go to the corner drugstore, buy some grain alcohol for his uncle, his aunt. I can't remember who.
Join.
And then they put cherries in it.
Yeah.
Well, when I can't remember whoever it was, a family member passed on.
Yes, 2 thumbs up.
They had some of the jars, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
One more more thumbs up.
Oh my God, those cherries were black. Yeah, man knows what I'm talking about.
One more thumbs up.
My friend Chris Tucker, he tried it.
Another thumbs up.
You get drunk off the snow. I gotta see if I have them. Another down at my mom's house.
We get so much thumbs up.
It's because you're adorable when you want to be.
I think we got like 9 thumbs up. No, 10 thumbs up.
Yeah, who is that from though? Can I click on it? Oh my God, yeah, I read that comment again. But I'll bring vodka and Everclear.
Oh wow. Those cherries were black. Did you eat any after you took them?
No, I didn't. I didn't eat any. Wait, do I have them?
I'll bring vodka and
I don't know if I have them. I might.
Like,
I'm old and forgetful.
Oh, God.
We're still spreading the word that you're live. This may take a minute.
Spreading this is live reading with Xavier. He's doing really good.
I mean, like,
this
yeah,
is live reading with Xavier.
I wonder how many likes we'll get on this.
Yes! Yes! A thumbs up!
Calm down.
Calm down. Don't break him.
I can't break my heart.
Stop. Just calm down.
Calm down. Eat a piece of candy.
Yeah! Mommy! We're getting so much thumbs up.
I hear your count.
Yeah, brother. Winter is coming.
It's coming for you, Mike. I told you it's coming for you.
Was that a wrestling thing?
I'll take a piece of that. Thank you.
I gotta see where those cherries are, Amanda.
They're not here.
Yeah, they're not here. I think they're my mom's house still. I have to call
today. A video of someone trying to want it would be I'm out. Peace. Bye, Wayne.
You never could hang. It's like you at work. You do 5 minutes of work.
Want to come in, Mommy?
No, okay. Thank you.
Small piece. No
Mommy's
more.
Entertained from the
Not too loud. I think Seraphina's sleeping.
Like, I'm out. Peace.
Like,
he says, "I'm out. Peace. I'm out. Peace."
Yeah.
Yo, brother, winter is coming.
What are we
coming.
Talking about?
He says, "Yo, brother, winter is coming."
Yeah.
Talking about video games.
Charge it. It's
done. Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't yet. I was talking about Rhode Island Comic Con.
When's that coming up?
It's just going to go get his charger. So don't be mad. Or else.
No, he's getting mad. We can hold this down, right?
Not really.
What do you mean not really? We're falling apart all of a sudden? The ship's sinking?
No.
Why are you falling off the table? Oh, man, he's losing his mind. I shouldn't have gave him candy.
I'm just trying to be happy. Now we're getting comments.
Watch that chair, buddy. You're going to slide it out from under you.
Are these spit or poop? Oh, poop.
Poop?
Oh, sorry.
This is great.
That's my wife. She doesn't want to be on the show, but she's on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Look.
Stop. Right. You're going to fall off the chair.
Rhode Island Comic-Con is in November.
Just 1 minute.
So far, their lineup is Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Yep. Val Kilmer.
Stuff up.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. Charging $90.
To what?
Get an autograph.
You got it. Thumbs up.
For $90, you better carry me out to the car.
I don't know if he can do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Batman gave up somewhere down the line.
He ain't worth $90.
And,
obviously, if you plug it into their phone.
Dolph Lundgren, my friend.
Oh! That guy's, he's still got it.
Still thumbs up!
There we go. Let's see if we can do it that way now.
Wait, can people, have a thumbs up over here? I'm kidding.
So who else is going to be there? But now that's upside down. That's it? Just those three people are going to be there?
Thumbs up.
Best Val Kilmer's best movie was Mindhunters?
No, I have to argue with that on that one, Mike. I'm sorry about that. Mindhunters wasn't one of his best movies. I would say probably The Doors was his best movie. His worst movie was probably
Michael
like Eight Below,
Hall,
Ice Crawlers or something
boo-boo.
Like that.
Nice.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Look what I found.
Oh, I forgot
on
Anthony
the
Michael
table.
Hall will be there too.
Oh, stop. The new Blue Power Ranger.
I don't care about Power Rangers. That's all I'm all.
No, he did.
I was while you were going, I was also at Greater Philadelphia Con.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so I met Alan Tudyk. I'm sorry, please, we keep going off course every time we bring something up.
Was Batman. Kids from...
Please post...
Stranger Things, the ones from Monster.
Hold on. Val Kilmer's best movie was Batman? I'm sorry, dude. He was probably a better Bruce Wayne.
Mike, you have an insane beard, but a horrible taste in movies. You think Val Kilmer's best movie was Batman?
Mysterio.
He did a movie, I can't think of it now, where Ray he went Mysterio, to like, he was pretending to be a genius. Stop.
Yeah, wasn't it Real Genius?
Yeah.
Real Genius or something like that?
That movie was pretty funny. Was
the 80s.
Yeah.
What'd you believe? That's The Doors, I think, is his best movie.
Like Jim Morrison. Yeah, I know he did.
We're still...
It's still the same old one. Stop.
Really?
Some dude from Highlander TV. It's Adrian Paul.
Oh, Rashawn's going to go with the entire list.
That's good.
You don't have to worry about the last names, buddy. Just say their first names.
Say hi to Rachel.
Rachel.
No.
Hi.
Love his enthusiasm.
Yeah. Now, it's close to bedtime. That's what's going on. We got... All right, so... What were we talking about?
We keep going off topic. I mean, like, it's pretty funny in my book because, you know.
That's what this is about.
Like, what do you say?
Xavier, he's talking to you.
What?
Yeah.
About what?
Real Genius. See, all right, see, Mikey, you got some points. What about all the movies, 50 Cent movies, Val, what?
50 Cent movies that Val Kilmer's done, like them cheap B movies that you see on BET and... Sci-Fi Channel.
I think my taste in movies is good. That's Mike Hughes. Other Mike. I'm not sorry, Mike Hughes. Mike from Amazon with the beard. I don't know what Mike Hughes' taste in movies are. That's left to be determined. So I don't remember what we're talking about. So what are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
Starters. I mean, 50 comments so far. You got 50 comments.
I know, right? How many high fives have you given so far tonight? Oh. You don't even know.
You
gave out Killer Clowns?
Your arm's hurting?
Yeah, he was in that movie?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in Killer Clowns.
I was going to say, like, I don't remember him in that movie.
Wait, thumbs up. No, thumbs up.
Was she just talking about Killer Clowns?
I don't know. You didn't bring up Killer Clowns unless you did.
I didn't.
Personal favorite. Oh, well, she said...
Oh, so she's just talking about random... See, this is what we want. We want people to have comments.
I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I mean, that movie's great.
That movie was underrated. It was awesome. I think I might have lost my feed. I don't know. Stop. Killer Clowns was a great movie. It was.
Somebody give me a comment.
Wasn't it like Killer Clowns from Outer Space, though?
Yeah, it was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I was like the official title.
Yeah. Oh, we're having technical difficulties here. We're live and podcasting here. Andrew's phone just gave up on him. So what do you say about that? We only got the one, right?
I have only watched two gun ones all the way through.
You know what's funny? I've told you about this, you remember?
What's that? No, I don't think you did.
We had this conversation about movies we never saw, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told you I'd never seen Top Gun.
Yes. Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen Top Gun.
How
can
you have not ever seen Top
Gun? It's like one of them movies I've never seen.
One, two, three. Ready? I'm starting all over.
I'm starting a new one, yeah. My wife is kidnapping Bucky. Carla, yeah. I hope you don't miss him. Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen Top Gun. It's like the greatest 80s movie of all time.
One of the greatest. In your ceiling.
And you guys saw our ceiling. And
I mean, like, what face? Movie haven't you seen?
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Well,
I can't think of like a great movie I haven't seen.
Think of one.
I've seen one. It.
Because I said Top Gun. That's an important movie, which I haven't seen.
I've seen Big Hero 6. That was a good movie.
Have you seen Taxi Driver?
Here we go again.
Not all the way through. So there you go, Taxi Driver.
There you go.
Oh. My lie doesn't want to play. Why is it?
Well, it's because Tom Cruise needs that money. I don't know
I'm why going to needs... suck since we're trying to make Top Gun 2 with Tom Cruise again. Oh. Big Hero 6 has an Oscar.
Hey, don't make a comment at that movie. I really like it.
He said it was good.
He said it won an Oscar.
That's a good thing.
You know who's in that movie?
What? Right.
You know who's in that movie?
No.
Stan Lee.
I'm off my Facebook Live.
Stan Lee.
You don't know who Stan Lee is?
No.
He created Spider-Man.
I failed you as a father. But you do know, who's Zelda?
Girl.
Right. Who's Link?
The boy.
So he knows who Zelda and Link are. I know people twice my age who don't know that. And people, a lot of people who don't know that.
Yeah. And how old are you?
Six.
Wow. And he knows
and
that.
A half.
He knows
six
that.
And a half.
Adjust the camera. Can't see Andrew's awesome beard. Mike, I'm trying to be like your beard, man. Here, let's do a close-up of the beards. Ooh. Of course, there's Xavier's face in there. See, there's a little curl.
See his mustache right here?
I'm growing one.
There's Bucky's beard. That's his
thick. I'm growing one, okay? Don't make a bad comment about that.
He's got some mustache going. See the little mustache there? He's trying. Put some Evergrow on there. Kellyanne's on. I don't know if I... Oh, there it is. It's a Marvel animated movie. What's a Marvel animated movie?
Big Hero 6.
Oh. It was actually a good movie. I was really surprised.
He said it wasn't.
Yeah.
Just waiting on the sequel.
Was it going to be Big Hero 12?
I'm going to cry.
Big Hero 6.
His stash is awesome. He likes your mustache. What do you say?
High five.
You.
Wow. You got a thank you and a high five.
I'm going to have to give Bucky access
to the YouTube live
stream for the next podcast.
Why do we not have access to this stuff? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably because you're high five. There's on the delay. There's going to be a little bit of a time. So, yeah, I can't think of any. Like, the problem is you look at great movies. First off, it's all subjective. And then you don't ask.
You don't ask.
I ask every time we do a podcast.
Joanna Ponsonor joined.
I think we need to have an executive meeting with Rashawn one of these days over vodka.
Mommy, you're actually joining. You had the...
Well, we do have Facebook access to that.
Yeah, I should have done it off of the...
Yeah, but
not everyone's, you know, liked the page. Go like Two Beards Podcast. It's on the Facebook. Go like it so we can start doing it on there instead of using our Facebook.
Follow us on iTunes. Give us a like.
Yeah.
Even follow Guys Night.
I guess you can follow Guys Night. Although they have yet to have me on.
And he just dropped the elbow drop on me. I'm going down. Ugh.
Although you guys do it Thursdays, and I work Thursdays.
Hi, Chris.
But, no, like I was saying, so of course, you know, great movies are all subjective. What you think is a great movie, I might not.
Wait,
you can't go by...
Meetings involve...
Vodka.
Vodka, count me in. Okay, Kelly's we'll count you in.
I think Kelly's
count
a natural
you in,
alcoholic.
So what do you say about a movie,
every time
huh?
I mention any alcohol around her, trust me. Well, this is on the podcast, too, so yeah. They're going to be wondering who Kelly is, and they're going to be like, who's this alcoholic we're talking about?
I got a shirt from my sister years ago that says, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings. So if you don't go to meetings, you're not an alcoholic. And I'm not knocking anybody who's in the meetings.
Board game? But
board game?
I don't care about board games. But then, yeah, like, you know, with great movies, you can't go, like, with, like, if they won an Oscar.
Everywhere.
I mean, look at, like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio just finally won an Oscar for Revenant, whatever movie it was.
Revenant.
I didn't,
the bear won him the Oscar. That's all you got to
I didn't think
about.
It was that. I mean, that was insane acting. Like, I've seen the behind the scenes in that part. Like, that was insane. Like, you really thought it was a live bear.
Oh, yeah.
I still think it's a live bear. And I've seen the CGI. Like, I've seen it all done. Like... He deserved an Oscar for so many other movies besides that one.
Well, the year before that, he could have won it for Wolf of Wall Street, which I thought he should have won for.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
Then
that
was the Django, but it's like, what's going on? Why did they wait until The Revenant?
Yeah, maybe because it was time they finally had to.
I don't know.
Wolf of Wall Street. Holy crap, that movie was insane. That movie was just all sex, drugs, and stock market.
True.
Excuse me.
I mean...
I can't believe I just did that on live.
Well, you didn't do anything on live, other than break my shoulder.
Really falling.
I don't think you invited. So you saw Logan, right? You did see that movie.
I saw Logan I saw Logan twice.
Yeah.
And I would say I saw every big release in March, and I would have to say, if I had to pick one of them from March to recommend to anyone, Get Out is still number one.
I still have to see that.
Get Out is still number one.
So Mike, you're asking about Basketball Diaries. So here's my thing with Leo.
Did
you cry when you saw Logan? You know what? There was some sawdust. Now I'm not gonna lie.
Some man tears came out.
I did get teary eyed. But with Leo, I didn't like him to begin with. You know, I think he was a little bit of like a cheesy actor. I thought it was a little love story, like Titanic, come on. But then I saw, what movie turned me around for him was Gangs of New York.
Mine was Critters 3.
Wait. Logan box office, $603 million.
So
Paul is.
So that movie turned me around.
King of Fox Marvel movies.
So that turned me around for Leo. Made me like appreciate it. And I started liking his movies. Basketball Diaries, I did see parts of it. I got done with him. Dude, you gotta see Gangs of New York. It's insane. Some of the fight scenes they have.
How's he not seen Gangs of New York?
It's Mike. He's probably, you know, over there watching.
That's like saying you haven't seen Back to the Future.
Probably watching Batman again and again. Back to the Future, one of my wife's favorite movies. But yeah, Kelly, we did kind of cry when Logan, you know. And if you watch the other movies, I think it was what, Wolverine? The Wolverine one was in Japan and everything.
We got a natural born actor over here.
Yeah, he's an over actor.
Showing off.
But I think it's Wolverine where the one girl says, "I see you."
Yeah.
With, you know, your heart in your hand. Right there. Came back. Tears came out. Not going to lie. Gang of New York is great. Yeah, it was a great movie.
You cried when he died?
Yeah, my girl's yelling at me.
About not seeing Gangs of New York?
Not seeing it.
You got to see it. And it's good. It has a little bit of a love story, which you don't mind. It has,
It's a baby.
What's her name? I'm drawing a blank.
Charlize Theron.
No. No, it wasn't.
Cameron Diaz, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz. She's in there.
Oh, you know why? I watched the Atomic Blonde trailer earlier on tonight.
Yeah.
Can I do visiting? I gotta get these actresses.
Well, that's what happens when you do it unscripted, you know?
You mess it up.
Memories old.
You get an elbow drop in the shoulder, punched in the knee. It's funny how I'm taking the abuse and he's your kid.
I paid him. Now he's beating up the table.
Future WWE champion right here.
So what else is there?
Pac-Man.
So yeah, he was saying Logan box office $603 million. Deadpool is still king.
What about
king.
Batman?
Pac-Man.
How was Ghost in the Shell? You saw Ghost in the Shell?
I saw Ghost in the Shell. I would probably say it was okay.
Weren't a fan of Scarlett Johansson as a
main character? Scarlett Johansson, it's tough because, you know, when you have you ever seen the anime?
Yeah. Not all of it. I've seen
the anime is a classic. But when you go ahead and you live action it and then you Americanize it, does it make pretty much what they did is they made the Major a white female when she was an Asian.
Yeah.
So
well, because they wanted to get Scarlett Johansson.
Well, true with that. Her appeal. I mean, granted, there were some scenes in the movie.
See that?
That are really cool.
That's not abuse. They're playing around. Don't worry.
So, I can't keep a straight face.
You see what I have to put up with? Love the kid to death. Like, geez, he's an actor.
So, yeah. I will say, out of all the... This is my section of the table, okay?
Come on.
My section. You have your corner, I'll have mine, right?
You'll be laughing just for an hour now.
Look at the full meal.
I would say Get Out would be my number one. Logan's number two.
Trailer and the...
I would have to say Power Rangers third, Beauty and the Beast, and then Ghost in the Shell last. That would be the five out of all of March. Even though I did see the Belko experiment. You all right? You're dying?
Stop. Tisha, come on. Get your hand.
What?
Go out there and talk to her.
It's pretty good. I saw the Belko experiment inside there.
How was that movie? I want to see it, but I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, it's okay. It's not the best movie. I mean, it's a little rough, but it is funny.
Where's the bar crawl? You know what?
I am working on that. It's just, it's taking time because, you know, Kevin lost his job and you guys don't have a party planner anymore there.
Nobody cares about Kevin.
I have no inside information and Mike's always throwing darts at somebody. I don't know.
So, you know what? I think when we get this bar crawl, it should be like the Two Beards bar crawl. Like, we could do like a podcast from like each little location.
We could do that.
With special guests.
But it all depends on who's going to show up.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick up random hobos.
No. So Kevin's out.
You know what's funny? We can also... I just thought of that. If we get drunk, we can either hire Doug, Min, or Junior. For Lyft, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Sure could pay my wife. I'll get everyone to go. All right, Kelly, so then maybe you and Arthur need to plan it together. Stop touching things. We'll have to set that up. It'll be the first ever live bar crawl, Two Beards podcast. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, we never know what we do half the time.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go.
That explains why he's here.
I'll have to go and buy
some.
Why
do you smell like peanut butter?
Yeah, the Hamilton bar from a restaurant we go to.
Thanks for mommy.
By the way, this is the first, last, and only guest, besides my wife and maybe Bucky's wife, who's allowed to show up without a beard. Everyone else is going to have a beard.
Yes.
Wait till I start getting your panel engagements at conventions. Rashawn, I hear a lot of like talks about what you're going to do.
Hi, Russian. But,
and we may have to involve him.
He remembers. I think next podcast, I think we need to have Rashawn come over.
Yeah.
So, Rashawn, after we get offline or do it on here, we need to figure out when you're going to come over. I got to finally meet the guy, the Russian, as my son calls you. We can set this stuff up.
Oh, yeah, we can always set this up.
Panel engagements at conventions. Let's give me goosebumps if you can make that kind of stuff. If we get enough of a following to make that kind of stuff.
Goosebumps. Dude, you know, all it takes is press passes. I applied for a Rhode Island Comic Con.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. Just got to hope and get in. That's what you're talking about. Not like the Goosebumps.
I mean, it's not like New York Comic Con where they deny you 3 days later. The movie. But no, I ain't talking about
that. New York Comic Con's like...
the biggest thing, but you know, they're...
But that's the thing. If we get panel engagements... We don't
get Russian daily.
Talk to people that have
daily
beards.
Flower.
No, we got. I mean, we could. That's the thing, though. The whole crowd could have fake beards on for this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we got that kind of juice yet. You know, I mean, also we could go like interview people and like you know make like beard. Scarlett Johansson wear a beard or
I doubt that will happen. She'll probably
Chris Pratt wear a beard. You.
No, he might do it. Yeah. I heard him though.
I think we get Scarlett Johansson to wear a beard.
Put
that'd be very pretty.
Panel. And photos. Stop going so fast.
At Rhode Island Comic Con, if you like. When is Rhode Island Comic Con?
It's in November. I was just telling you about it.
Oh.
I'm off to watch.
Yeah, you know what? What the hell?
Wait.
November, I think.
I threw it out there. So we gotta hope. Pray. Do our little thing.
Star Wars. I hope you're proud.
Wait, Kelly. You watched them in order? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Or 1, 2, 3, Rogue Squadron, 4, 5, 6?
November 10th-12.
I don't think she's on. I think she's out. I've watched it from the beginning. Have we talked about that? Have we had that discussion yet?
What?
Star Wars!
The proper way...
Well, if we talk about that now, we won't have anything to talk about next week. We're nearing our hours.
Yeah. So, all right. So, come in next week.
And like, mostly because, you know, Xavier's the comic relief here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Sir, she watched them in order.
But yeah, next week we'll talk about.
I got to give you credit, Kelly, because
the Star Wars order.
One and two were a little rough.
I thought you were going to make a comment about the Ghostbusters.
One and two was a little rough.
She was in Ghostbusters. You didn't know that?
What?
Kelly was in Ghostbusters.
No.
Yes, she was.
What?
She was in Ghostbusters.
What? Say which character.
But ask her which character. I guarantee she'll say Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Wow.
What
gonna say slime.
Character are you in of the Ghostbusters?
And if she doesn't answer, you know what that means?
What?
She owes you a Nintendo.
OMG.
So when she shows back up again, you get the Nintendo.
They were terrible.
The Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, really? I think it was good. Andrew Venora joined.
Look at that. Mike said, ouch. That's funny, right?
Ouch.
I'm the marshmallow man. Wouldn't you be a marshmallow woman or would you wear a beard?
Man.
So she admitted to it.
Heart. There's a heart. We got hearts and a thumbs up.
Well, that's because he's doing it.
Thanks, everybody.
So you know what you need to do? Smiley faces. Chop him. Chop him in the shoulder. Not the table, him.
No, he likes me. Ghostbusters remake was awesome. Nah, Mike, come on. You know, I haven't even seen it.
I'm about to say we're going to end on that note because there's going to be a lot of cursing between us now.
So
next week we'll talk about how we do Star Wars and all that. And what about Ghostbusters?
Proper way to watch Star Wars, our opinion. Maybe some Ghostbusters remakes. That's if we remember all this. We might forget by then. But, Kelly, I think you do have a nice beard. I don't think I've seen it.
I think it's a mustache.
She just had beard.
Well, she wears a choker. You know what that means, right? And that's how we'll end it for today.
All right, folks. We are out.
So,
Remind you.
Check us out on iTunes. And check sometime out in the future on YouTube.
Yeah, hopefully. And, maybe hopefully. At the next comic convention near you.
Be sure to like our Facebook page.
Ghostbusters!
Two Beards Podcast. I'm sure Xavier's podcast will be coming soon in the near future. And we're out. So
I hope you like
Peace out.
Two Beards for Life.
Two Beards for Life.